The cello story has come to an end, dear listeners, a happy end. You may recall a couple of weeks ago, Day to Day reported that a rare and very valuable Stradivarius cello was stolen from the home of a cellist for the Los Angeles Philharmonic. We are happy to report that the instrument was found by a nurse named Melody Stevens on her way to visit one of her patients. Nurse Stevens asked her boyfriend, a cabinet maker, to turn the instrument into a CD cabinet, as she explained today on NPR's Morning Edition.
The back half was completely dismantled from it. I figured, well, if you put a hinge on it, we can make it into a CD case or something.
Thankfully, her boyfriend, like many men, is a procrastinator, and anyway, they heard about the stolen cello, and there you are. Case over. But it does leave one question. Joining us now is Dave Langley of Dave's Custom Cabinets in Wilmington, California. Dave, welcome to Day to Day. If someone showed up with a Stradivarius cello and said, Dave, could you turn this into a CD cabinet, what would you say?
Well, I said, I can try, but I would have to get some type of insurance on it, I would imagine, that, or liability where I'm not liable for something that happens that I can't see.
Right. You know, this thing's worth $3 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would kind of scare me a little bit, too, to even get into it.
Right.
Because, you know, if it, something happens and... Yeah. Who's liable here?
Plus, you know, what I mean, you could put, what, maybe 100 to 150 CDs. That's a lot of weight for a cello.
Yeah, it is. You have to reinforce it some way, probably once you got into it.
Maybe a spice cabinet would be better.
Yeah, much better.
Have you got a, maybe you're married, or have you got a girlfriend?
No, I'm married.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Does your wife ask you to, have you got a list of projects that she's got for you to?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah.
Always.
It's a good thing sometimes to delay a little while.
Oh, yeah, especially for this cello.
Dave Langley of Dave's Custom Cabinets, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.
And this is Day to Day, coming to you from Los Angeles and NPR News.